Good afternoon, everybody. How's everybody feeling?
Good.
Hey,
how are
we're
you?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Can everybody hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. I've had mixed reviews on my headset today, so I wanted to make sure that you could all hear me just fine. This is Steve Olson of Persuasion Institute, and I'll be handling our call today. We've had Rob Wheeler kind of doing a one-man show for quite a while here, and we'll be mixing it up from here on out, getting you some different perspective on the world of persuasion and on other things as well. And I know some of you have been on Rob's real estate help call. That is going to continue to take place. If you are wanting to get on that here in about an hour, which I believe is that's when he usually does it. Correct me if I'm wrong. I do have those numbers for you.
Okay.
If you want to write it down, area code 712-432-1620. The access code is 294-989.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
No problem. And that's the number that he always does his calls on. So, like I said, from here on out, we'll be sending you the morning email, you know, reminding you of the persuasion call and what time that's at. And Rob's call will continue to be on the number that I just gave you. So we can, let me go ahead and I'm going to print this out so that we can give it again at the end here, because I know we always have a couple of stragglers duck in from time to time. All right, there that goes. I just switched over to wireless printing, and it is absolutely glorious. I love it. Okay. Well, I can hear. We've got some good information to cover today, persuasion-wise. You'll be able to use it no matter what you're using to generate income. If you're a real estate investor, if you're a network marketer, if you're a salesperson, if you're trying to get your kids to do something, this will certainly be helpful. And I kind of like to do this in a very open forum. If you have questions at any time, please don't hesitate to ask me. And that's what we're here for. We're here to, you know, improve ourselves and get your businesses and personal lives moving to the direction you want them to go. Not implying that they're a disaster by any means, but we'd all like to do better, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Good. Well, we are going to talk about, and some of you could pull out your magnetic persuasion manual or a copy of Maximum Influence if you want to use that as a reference. We're going to be talking briefly about the law of scarcity today. And if I had to pick, I mean, this law of persuasion, it runs the gamut. If you do it right, you're one of the most persuasive people in the world. If you do it wrong, you're one of the cheesiest people in the world, right?
Right.
And you just watch, everybody. I'll give you a little challenge. Next weekend, we got Labor Day coming up, don't we?
Yes.
Or is it? Yeah, it's Labor. I always get Labor and Memorial confused, but it's Labor Day coming up. And just listen to the media. Listen to the radio. Watch your newspaper, watch your email box, and see how many ads come out with, you know, this Monday only, Labor Day only sale. People trying to take a special occasion, generate some scarcity, and, you know, especially the car dealerships, right? This Labor Day only, such and such a sale is happening, you know, employee pricing, free microwave, free trip to Cancun, whatever it is, if you buy a car on Labor Day weekend. Okay? Now, what I want you to do is pay attention for the following week over the media, and let's see how many of these guys, surprise, surprise, have decided to extend the deal. Okay? Yeah, they're going to extend it. They always do. Right? And that probably is the biggest problem with the law of scarcity these days, is nobody sticks to it. People don't take it seriously. Now, when it's taken seriously, it's very, very powerful. Now, for example, last night we did a little webinar. We like to, you know, do additional webinars for you guys. This one was on a couple of tax-free investing methods. And I was the one that sent out the email. And in the email, I said, space is limited. Register now and make sure you get on early so you're guaranteed a spot. And I promise you, there's some people going, oh, they always say that. Well, there's only 16 spots on the webinar, right? And so what do you think happened this morning? We got a million calls of people saying, hey, I couldn't get on the webinar. Said, I know. We told you to get on there as soon as possible. We're going to have another one, so make sure you get on as soon as possible. So not only does it work and get people... Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but was that on the Australian mortgage concept?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And you're going to send out another email on that?
Yes, we are, actually.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you very much.
You're probably one of the ones that couldn't make it, or maybe it just didn't work for your schedule. But, yeah, we'll be doing another one of those next week.
Okay, great.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so, and you see now, people will be a lot more responsive, those that weren't able to get in. Next time, the scarcity will really work. And the key is because it's legitimate.
Right.
Your scarcity has to be legitimate for it to be able to work. And you've got to be disciplined about it. You've got to stick to it. One of the ways to do this is, you know, maybe you have, let's say you're a network marketer. And you have a goal to take on two new distributors this week. And if you know, if you really want to train them well and make them, you know, profitable distributors, taking on more of that could be a little risky. You know, some people fall in the cracks. And so letting everyone know, look, I'm only looking to take on two new people this week. And some of you are going to think I'm crazy. When that third person calls and says, yeah, I want in, push them off to next week. You're going to say, I've got something crazy. Somebody's on the phone. They want to do this. It'll come back to you when people understand that you mean what you say with the law of scarcity. Right? The Labor Day sale isn't going until Thursday. Or, you know, you remember that employee pricing in the media. That thing went on forever. They kept extending.
Go on now.
Yeah, still going on now, and now it just doesn't really mean anything. Employee pricing, well, that's not new, right? So legitimacy is the key to scarcity. And I've got a little bit of beeping on my headset happening. If you guys lose me, just hang tight. I'll pop back on, okay?
Okay.
So I want to give you a couple of points, other than legitimacy, obviously, a couple of good points to generate some scarcity. And think about it with your offer, your product, what you're doing, how you can apply it. And this is one of those things. It's like working out, getting in shape. You got to constantly be on top of it, constantly devote some attention to it, or it's going to get old. It's not going to work anymore. Okay? And Kurt talks about this one in the scarcity chapter, but I want you to implement somehow some kind of a deadline. What are you asking your prospect to do, and when do they have to do it by? And why? It can't be just because. If you can't come up with a legitimate reason for them to accomplish it by a certain time, you may reconsider your deadline. Don't push the deadline so far out that it gives them enough time to lose emotion, right? When you persuade somebody, isn't there emotion involved?
Yeah.
There definitely is. So if you're setting these deadlines, you're not hearing from anybody, stuff's just, not happening. Number one, they don't perceive it to be legitimate. or number two, your deadline set out too far, so the emotion is wearing off. Maybe it needs to be 36 hours instead of 48. Or whatever it is, considering the nature of your product. Okay. Number two. Limited space. When you're buying an airline ticket, is limited space a factor?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they certainly try, they can't pack that plane full of sardines, right? There's a point where they have to say, okay, enough. And so, you know, if you're wanting to go on vacation in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks or something to Orlando, and you're online shopping around, you understand if you see a decent price on there, you should probably act. Because of that limited space factor, as those seats fill up, the price goes up. What kind of limited space can you implement in your business? You know, my little webinar thing happened last night. I'll give you an example of limited space with scarcity. Is I have a private investment company on the side. We don't take on very much or too much people. It's something I don't want to become a full-time thing. So if an investor approaches me or somebody, I can legitimately say, look, I've got this much space and you can do it by this time. Because I can't bring in more money than I have investments for, otherwise everything gets watered down and nobody's happy. Right? And if you don't get in by this certain time, then we're gonna miss all our timelines and not gonna be able to get into the right things. And that's legitimate, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is Glenn in Cleveland, Steve.
Uh-huh.
This has nothing to do with it. I'm Glenn in Cleveland, just so you know who's talking.
Okay, go ahead, Glenn.
This has nothing to do with anything, and I apologize for that, but just out of interest, if you would be willing to answer, is your private investment company a syndication for real estate?
Sometimes.
Okay.
We do lots of things.
It. I appreciate it.
Okay. No problem.
Thanks.
So, anyways, you know, that gives me the ability to use deadlines. It gives me the ability to use limited space. And the final factor that you need to be aware of as a persuader is the concept of allure, A-L-L-U-R-E. And Kurt mentions it in the chapter. And when they perceive you to be alluring, that you've got other options, you don't need them necessarily. Maybe you're successful. Things are going well. They want it that much more, don't they? And that's why, you know, that I always tell people, well, you don't hunt fish. You fish for fish. Right? You can go out there into the lake with a shotgun and have some success, but soon they'll be on to you, right? And you're not left with much. That's why you fish for fish. A fishing lure, it goes through the water, it looks attractive, it's going away from them. That's why, you know, a deer would run away from a hunter. Now, we certainly don't want your prospect to have the same fate as a deer or a fish. Okay, that's not the goal here. Okay, we want them to end up with a good product that is valuable to them.